Court rejects ACLU contempt motion against Kim Davis. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. County Clerk Kim Davis, who was sent to jail for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, has had another victory. The ACLU unsuccessfully requested a judge to hold Kim Davis in contempt of court for removing her name and title from all the marriage licenses in her county. The judge denied the ACLU's motion and agreed with the Kentucky Governor's Office, who has issued an executive order clearly preserving the freedom of clerks who have religious objections to issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. This ruling shows how regular people can have a huge impact on the laws of their state, and it also exposes how the ACLU's agenda is not really about extending civil liberties at all. It's about crushing religious freedom.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Should Americans face jail for exposing the truth? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. I was in Houston last week representing investigative journalist Sandra Merritt, who played an integral role in the undercover video exposing Planned Parenthood's willingness to illegally sell harvested baby parts. The investigation into Planned Parenthood never even voted to clear it of wrongdoing, but instead, led by a district attorney's office under suspicion, indicted Sandra for criminal charges for being undercover to obtain the recordings. For her part in this exposing of Planned Parenthood, Sandra was booked and released on bail for providing evidence to Planned Parenthood's illegal actions. Journalists always have been protected when publishing the truth. Stand with us as we stand with Sandra. For more information, visit lc.org.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
What formed the greatest generation? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. What made our nation stand and fight against Hitler and his atrocities? A new snapshot into the schooling of those we now call the greatest generation has been revealed. They were raised hearing a very different message than our school's curriculum today. One school's remodel revealed chalkboards untouched since 1917 and untainted by political correctness. Besides ships, pilgrims, and turkeys that showed an emphasis on Thanksgiving, one board had the following message: I give my head, my heart, and my life to God and one nation, indivisible with justice for all. This was the message of self-sacrifice and patriotism many students took to heart and I believe created the culture for a generation that sacrificed so much.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Activist persecutes Army officer for faith-themed blog post. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Military fitness expert Colonel Thomas Hunley is being discriminated against for the opinion he expressed in his blog post, suggesting his fellow members of the armed forces can improve their spiritual fitness through increased prayer. His post also included a personal story of a moving conversation he had with his grandfather, where Hunley received advice and biblical encouragement. Mickey Weinstein, the president of an activist organization, Military Religious Freedom Foundation, has now filed a complaint against the blog post. In America, a society that celebrates an open sharing of ideas, attempting to silence a soldier who fights to defend them is shameful. Pray for Colonel Hunley and our many brave soldiers as they continue to stand and fight for our freedom.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Christian persecution is increasing worldwide. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Every continent saw an increase in persecution of Christians last year, and more than 7,000 Christian men, women, and children were killed for their faith and the results of their beliefs. More than 2,400 churches were attacked last year as well. Even though these numbers do not include the unknown deaths in North Korea and portions of Syria and Iraq, they still show that persecution has about doubled over the previous year. Open Doors states that those responsible for the sharp increase in persecution are non-government Muslim extremists. The most dangerous countries in which to be a Christian are North Korea, Iraq, and other Islamic-related countries. Stand with us with Liberty Relief International as we stand for our persecuted brothers and sisters.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.